back here on the Steve Gerber Show. My next guest I met the first time, it's been years now, actually, on Mackinac Island. I thought to myself, Ivy and I met him, and we said, man, he's an impressive figure. And said he will make a terrific candidate. And he was a terrific candidate. And, you know, I still have questions about what happened last time around, but you can't always look backwards. You have to look forwards sometimes. John James is doing that. He was a U.S. Senate candidate and now is running in the new 10th Congressional District in the House of Representatives. He is the odds-on favorite. He's going to win this one. John James, welcome back to the program.
Steve, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and I thank you for complimenting my figure so early in the morning. You know, I work very, very hard. Very, very hard. Round is in shape.
Yes, an impressive figure. Yes, very much so, John. Good to have you. And you have a good sense of humor. You've always got a big smile on your face. You're always an optimist. You're a military veteran, a guy who's been in some tight places, and I always thought you would make a terrific candidate, which you have. And you're in a position now where you're going to become a member of Congress. And so I want to ask you some things about Congress right now. The Inflation Reduction Act. Just rammed down America's throats yesterday. The House is going to make some tweaks on it. But we're talking about increasing tax on oil and gas at a time that we have inflation and oil and gas is already too expensive. 87,000 IRS agents, because I'm sure that's what the American people really want right now, are more IRS agents sniffing around to see if they paid every penny of their taxes. What do you make of this?
It's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. And this is what we've been talking about for years, Steve. The Democrat Party is the number one most effective marketing company on the planet. They're the only ones that can, on top of spending $5 trillion over the past few years, that's trillion with a T, they believe that spending an additional $750 billion in reconciliation is going to somehow lower inflation. Well, I have news for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and their leftist Congress. We are not stupid. We know better. We know that when you put EV tax credits of $7,500 on vehicles that are already costing $50,000 and $60,000 for people who can barely afford $4 and $5 gas, that's not going to work. We're not stupid. We know that when you increase taxes on entrepreneurs and small businesses, we know that those costs are just going to be passed on to consumers. And what's it going to do? Raise prices and make inflation worse. We're not stupid. We know that when you put 87,000 additional IRS workers, they're not just going to twiddle their thumbs. They're going to dive into our bank accounts and they are going to raid our hard-earned money. We can't let them do that. They need to be accountable to the people. Democrats are desperate, and they are doing exactly what we have said on this show that they would always do, tax and spend, and the people lose.
That's right, and that's what causes inflation. High spending by the government, high taxation rates by the government, and lots of spending create inflation. That's what happens. You know, I had the opportunity to spend time in Dallas here at CPAC over the last few days talking to a number of current members of Congress, Freedom Caucus folks and others. And my question to them is the same as it's going to be to you. What can the Congress of the United States do when Republicans take over, and they will with your help, John, in January of this coming year, to not spend that money? Say, you know what, we're not going to buy 87,000 IRS agents. We're not going to buy any. Or we're not going to spend our money on ridiculous pursuits that is completely squandering taxpayer resources. How do you stop the spend?
There are cowards on both sides, Republican and Democrat, that resort to the easy way out. That spending is the easy way out. We need to send people to Congress who are willing to take the hard path, to do the right thing, to sacrifice for our futures. A great way to start would be passing the RAINS Act, making sure that anything that has over $100 million impact on consumers, on taxpayers, is scrutinized by Congress. Folks in Congress have completely outsourced and abdicated the authority granted to them in Article 1 of the Constitution to control the purse strings and to be the advocates for the American people as the duly elected representatives in Washington. We cannot allow these three-letter organizations to continue to run roughshod over our finances and our futures.
I totally agree. John James here with me. On his way to winning a congressional race for the 10th congressional seat in Washington. And he scares the daylights out of Democrats. Because people like John James, Byron Donalds, Burgess Owens, black conservatives are the most frightening thing in the world to lily white liberals on the East Coast. There's no question about that. I sat and talked to Mark Robinson, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, on Saturday at length at CPAC. What an interesting guy with a great story and a great storyteller. There's a shift going on, John. Black Americans who have thought, well, I'm a Democrat. Why? Well, I'm Black American. So they're like, wait a second, that doesn't make sense anymore. Hispanic voters breaking for the Republican Party, saying, listen, I've been told a lot of things for a lot of years. A lot of it wasn't true. There's a shift going on in this country. There's a transition, all right? The Democrats like that term a lot. There's a transition to conservative thinking from all people, all backgrounds, all races, all creeds, all people, right?
Of course. This is the thing. I'm so proud to be running in a party that cares more about the content of my character than the color of my skin. I'm so excited to be running as a conservative who understands that the colors that matter most are not black, white, or yellow, but red, white, and blue. I'm so excited to be able to represent a 10th congressional district where my experience as a combat leader and my experience as a business leader and my morals and my integrity and my willingness to sacrifice and fight for our futures and for our families now, my relevant experience right now will help bring this forward. And this is a great thing, is Democrats are holding on to their power, vice grip, with their suburban and coastal elite policies. And the working class and minorities around the country are beginning to wake up. These policies don't benefit us.
That's right.
When you look, in particular, black schools are getting worse. Crime in black neighborhoods is getting worse. Black economic outlooks are getting worse. And white Democrats are running this state and this nation. Maybe it's time to try conservative leadership.
Time for a transition to conservative thinking. I agree. John James, I got to leave it right there, but we will talk more before your November 8th victory is announced here on this program. John, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Thank you. There you have it. John James, everybody. Conservatism defined.